From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. This week, naturalist Rebecca Alexa introduces to us something unusual, an attractive moth, the tanucha. We often think of moths as being dull, brown insects, not particularly remarkable. We also assume that they only come out at night. The red-shouldered tanucha moth defies both of these expectations. This moth is active during the day and stands out with jet black wings that have a thin line of white along the lower edges, a metallic blue body, and a striking red head and shoulders. It is a smaller moth, usually being less than an inch long, and from July through September, a large number of them appear like magic in the grasslands, meadows, and wetlands along the southwest Washington coast. During this once-a-year flight, the tanucha moths can be seen feeding on flowers ranging from cat's ear to shore lupin, with multiple moths sometimes crowding into the same plant. This is also the time when they mate and lay their eggs, which overwinter in our mild climate until the following summer. It's not just the adults that are highly visible. The caterpillars are striking as well. They are black with tufts of white hair all over their bodies and a red head, creating quite the visual contrast. These caterpillars feed on various grasses for several weeks until they're ready to take their adult forms and fly. Keep an eye out for these bright colored moths all the way through September. If you want to encourage them to visit your yard, plant a variety of native flowers for them to drink from. Taller plants allow a better view of the beautiful red-shouldered tanucha moth. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.